With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've had some really weird travel experiences just getting on a plane. You don't know the people around you. Before you know it, they're doing weird stuff.
Oh, no.
Okay. I've even had weird travel experiences where you get on the plane and you do know the people around you and they're doing weird stuff.
Well, that's true, too.
That's the ones I know.
Yeah. Okay. That could be me, too. I mean, I've seen Tom and his wife make out on an airplane.
Buddy.
I've seen Cato.
Entertaining.
Surprised I weren't.
He was a one-man show.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
To people that we didn't even know.
And that didn't really appreciate his sense of humor or attention.
Yeah.
It was a memorable plane ride for them.
They kept looking at us, rolling their eyes, going, are you going to shut them up? Is he with you?
We were like acting like we don't know him.
Okay.
But yeah, it's memorable for them too. They're probably talking about it right now to their friends.
It will happen to you, okay? So, and he begins to disrobe. Just take off some clothes. Yeah. And it's across from you to get more leg space. And he takes off his pants, shoes, and socks before sitting down for a 10-and-a-half-hour flight.
Well, is he bathed and clean-smelling?
Yeah, apparently so, because this actually happened.
He's sitting in his underwear?
Well, there's a picture of him taking off his pants.
He's got plaid boxers on.
And then, okay, and then it gets better. So he sits down for a 10-and-a-half-hour flight. And he's all comfy there. And a lot of us do that when we get on a plane. We want to make sure that our surroundings and where we're sitting is all cozy and comfy for this long flight.
Are you saying a lot of us take off all of our clothes our underwear?
I'm saying we get comfy for that long plane ride.
You know, some people layer and then they get their pillow ready. And,
sure, they lay there, but I mean...
No, layer.
Layer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's in his shoes and his socks and he's in his boxer short underwear. He sits down for the 10-and-a-half-hour flight. And then he eventually gets cold enough that he decides to put on his winter jacket, in his boxer shorts on the plane flight.
Wow.
So she's taking pictures of this. She did complain to the stewardess, or whatever you call him, the flight attendant.
If he can do it, I should be able to do it, too.
Okay.
That's what she was saying?
No. She complained to the flight attendant, and they didn't do anything about it. They just sat there and...
Well, was he showing anything? Because people walk around in their underwear these days, and it's okay.
Well, I've not seen a guy in their boxer shorts walking around town.
They just had an undies run downtown where everyone was in underwear.
That was
tidy whities. And so I think it's a little more common now for people to walk around in their boxers. Go to Walmart. They're in pajamas.
Okay.
If he's not showing anything, he's fine.
Okay. I'm okay with... like pajamas, but I don't know about these boxers. And this is a flight. I mean, they've thrown people out for far less. They've dragged people kicking and screaming for less than this.
Well, you're right. Those are ugly boxers. If his boxers were a little nicer, maybe.
Now, you mentioned pajamas. I would agree with you if he had put on pajamas, preferably in the bathroom, and come out with his pajamas on, I would have been like, that's funny.
Yeah, but he didn't do this. He took off his clothes at his seat. He didn't go to the bathroom.
Well, he probably wanted to make sure his clothes weren't wrinkled when he got there.
And the fact that those bathrooms are a bit small to be trying to take off any of your clothes. You can barely get them down to do your business.
That's true.
You can't even turn around in those airplane bathrooms.
He should have just boarded with his pajamas on.
Now, I think this would have been a totally different experience if he had tidy whities instead of the boxers.
Well,
yeah. So like the boxers you can halfway get away with, but there's kids on the plane flight,
too. And when I wear boxers, stuff flies free and loose sometimes.
Whoa.
Not that far.
But. Yeah, but they're so puffy, you can't really see. Like, I think that tidy whities are a little bit more risque, if you will.
Revealing.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, sometimes the boxers reveal more than the tidy whities.
I've seen pictures of you, Tom, in your boxers and in your tidy whities, and it's just... in my opinion, more risque when you wear your tidy whities.
If you're sitting still, but when you move around in boxers, things happen.
You would have been arrested.
I'm sure I would have.
Yeah. I'm just surprised this guy did not get arrested, just to let you know.
Where was this flight to?
It was Air France passenger. They were going to Los Angeles.
Europe's different about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they sunbathe topless on the beach and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But didn't you take off some clothes when you
I've sunbathed topless before, too.
I'm talking about on a plane flight. Like,
I don't really recall. I mean, other than the time my wife and I that you mentioned. But
okay, but yeah,
let's keep it family friendly.
The shirtless thing. You never just took off, because I've seen you in here take off your shirt when it got so hot.
I don't recall doing that on a flight.
And then Heidi says, if you're going to do it, I'm going to do it, too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That was a big meeting in HR.
Yeah, it was.
They did not like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.